Scene 6.
In the next scene, Mitch and Blanche return from their night out. They've been to an amusement park, but they don't seem to be very happy when they get home.
Yeah, and Blanche is exhausted and tired like someone suffering from a neural disease. But when Mitch tells her just to be herself, she invites him in. Stella and Stanley have gone out as well, so they are alone in the apartment.
I really got the impression here that Blanche wants to seduce Mitch. She leaves the lights out, lights a candle, and fixes him a drink. She is flirty and even tells Mitch in French that she wants to sleep with him.
Luckily, he doesn't understand any French. But still, he seems to respond to her sexual approach. He embraces her and keeps hold of her.
Blanche is really difficult. I mean, she talks about sleeping with Mitch, and then when he puts his arms around her, she turns him down and starts a conversation about her old-fashioned ideals. Women.
So what? Some women do have high moral ideals, believe it or not. But I have to admit that I don't understand Blanche's behavior in this scene either. I think she really has a lot of problems. And she doesn't feel comfortable in Stanley's apartment. He's always so rude to her.
Yes, she tells Mitch a great deal about how much she suffers from that situation.
And just think of the story she tells Mitch about her husband.
True, that must have been really hard for her, too. She fell in love with this boy, Alan, at the age of 16, and they ran away and married shortly after. There was something tender about him that she couldn't quite understand.
Until she found him in a room with another man.
Just imagine that. And how they could all go out together afterwards and pretend that nothing had happened. But when Blanche danced the Varsuviana with her husband, she couldn't hold herself in any longer and told him that he disgusted her.
Yeah, and the poor boy left her on the dance floor and ran out to the lake where he shot himself in the head. A really tragic story. That must have been so traumatic for Blanche.
I think Mitch feels that too. He worries about his dying mother himself and is afraid of being alone in the world. So he takes Blanche into his arms and asks her to be with him. So she accepts his embrace under grateful sobs.
Scene 7.
Everything seems fine, and Blanche and Mitch start a relationship afterwards. Blanche even hopes that Mitch will marry her.
But in September, it is Blanche's birthday, and Stanley has gathered some news about her.
He's really mean, and all that on her birthday.
Blanche is taking a bath when Stanley comes home. He's found out a few things about his wife's sister. The supply man from his plant regularly travels to Blanche's hometown, Laurel, and he knows Blanche.
Yeah, he stops at a hotel called The Flamingo. This hotel is known for not asking the guests any questions. Apparently, Blanche stayed there too, after Belle Reve was lost.
What's more, Blanche became known in Laurel for having many relationships with a lot of different men, which gave her a really bad reputation. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with her anymore, and finally, she even got kicked out of the Flamingo.
And on top of it all, she lost her job as a high school teacher because she started an affair with a 17-year-old student, so that they finally told her to leave the town.
It's hard for Stella to listen to all of these things. She doesn't believe Stanley and just admits that some of it might partly be true.
You're right. Stella is really devastated to hear all this news about her sister. She tries to defend her by telling Stanley the story of Blanche's marriage and how it ended.
But it's too late, isn't it? Stanley has also talked to Mitch about everything he found out. Blanche has invited Mitch over for her birthday, but now it's quite obvious that he won't show up.
This scene really has a dramatic and tragic undertone, I think. Stanley reveals all those things about Blanche, and she sits in the bathtub singing some saccharine popular ballad, not knowing anything about what's just going on.
True, and the end of the scene is very tragic, too. Blanche comes out of the bathroom feeling good and refreshed. She even says,
"A hot bath and a long, cold drink always gives me a brand new outlook on life."
But we already know that Stanley has not only destroyed her relationship with Mitch, he has also bought her a bus ticket back to Laurel. She has lost everything again.
Scene 8.
In Scene 8, things are getting worse. It's just been 45 minutes after Blanche has come out of the bathroom. Stanley, Stella, and Blanche have a birthday dinner. Mitch hasn't turned up, and still, Blanche has no idea what's going on.
The whole atmosphere is dismal, and nobody really likes to talk. Blanche tries to light up the dinner by telling a joke, but it doesn't help. She decides to call Mitch in order to find out what has happened. But he's not at home.
While Blanche is still wondering about Mitch, Stella and Stanley have an argument. Stella is angry with Stanley because of what he has done to Blanche, and he reacts in his usual rude manner.
He goes out to smoke, and when he returns, he gives Blanche her present, the Greyhound ticket to Laurel.
Blanche cannot hide her feelings and runs into another room, almost choking with shock.
Now Stella wants to find out why Stanley is so mean to her sister. He explains that he wants everything to be normal again, and that their relationship was happy until Blanche showed up and called him an ape.
While he speaks, he doesn't realize that Stella is no longer listening. She seems to listen to herself.
Oh yes, the baby is coming, and Stanley has to take her to the hospital. Blanche is left behind in the apartment singing a Mexican folk tune to herself.
Scene 9.
Later on that same evening, Mitch comes to the apartment. Blanche has been drinking alone in the bedroom since Stella and Stanley left. When Mitch rings the doorbell, she is really excited. She hides the alcohol and refreshes her makeup.
But Mitch walks in without giving her a kiss or a hug. And although Blanche makes some comments about Mitch having missed the dinner and his impoliteness, she still tries to ignore his changed attitude toward her.
She is nervous and tells Mitch that she hears the Varsoviana in her head, the music she danced to with her husband before he committed suicide.
Well, of course you can have a tune stuck in your head, but that scene really gave me a shiver. She explains that she always has to wait for the shot, and then the music stops. If you ask me, she really has some issues.
Maybe you're right there, but it's obvious why Blanche is so frantic. She senses that something is completely wrong, and she doesn't really know what happened. So she pretends to find something to drink.
But Mitch doesn't want to drink. He tells Blanche that he has never seen her in bright light. According to Mitch, Blanche always tries to stay away from bright light, just like a moth. Now he takes off the paper lantern and switches the light on.
It's pretty clear that Blanche has always tried to hide her real age that way. And now she is completely shocked and offended by Mitch's behavior.
Finally, Mitch confronts her with Stanley's accusations. He calls Blanche a liar. At first, she tries to defend herself, but when he tells her that he has checked everything himself, she admits that she has had many intimacies with strangers.
She stayed at the Flamingo Hotel, though she ironically calls it Tarantula.
I don't get it.
Tarantula. That's the big spider that keeps its victims in its net, just as Blanche brought all the men to the Flamingo Hotel.
Ah, I see.
It turns out that Stanley has told the truth. Blanche got kicked out of her job as a teacher because she started an affair with a 17-year-old boy. That was the reason why she came to her sister Stella's place. She had no money and nowhere else to go.
And in this desperate situation, she meets Mitch, who brings her a little peace.
That's what she says.
Well, I would say that this is the moment of truth. Blanche isn't lying here. But that doesn't make any difference to Mitch, even though Blanche continues to explain what life in Belle Reve was like for her in the last years. Death was always present, and all her affairs provided some sort of escape from that morbid situation at home.
Yeah, let's get back into the scene again, though. Mitch makes a final sexual advance towards her. He wants to have what she has been denying him all summer.
However, Blanche wants Mitch to marry her first, but he tells her no. Because now that he's found out all these things about her, he thinks she is just not good enough.
Blanche then tells Mitch to leave the house immediately. When he refuses to go, she starts screaming, "Fire!" out the window in order to make him leave. That seems to take him by surprise, and he finally walks out the door, and Blanche is left alone again.
Scene 10.
After Mitch has left, Blanche continues to drink, and she starts packing her trunk. Her mood has changed to exhilaration. She has put on a white evening gown and silver slippers.
This woman is in a really sad condition.
Well, and then Stanley comes home. The baby is not born yet, but Stella has to stay in the hospital. So suddenly, Blanche and Stanley are alone in the apartment.
Blanche tells Stanley about a wire she got from Shep Huntley, a millionaire she used to know. She claims that he has just invited her for a cruise in the Caribbean. I think she's trying to distract Stanley. To me, she seems so afraid.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Stanley doesn't really buy into her story. Nevertheless, he offers to bury the hatchet, as this night is a special night for both of them. But Blanche declines his offer.
Instead, she goes on talking about her cruise and that this millionaire really appreciates her for her intelligence and tenderness. She also tells Stanley that she has talked to Mitch and that he came back to her with roses in order to ask her to forgive him.
Now Stanley unmasks her lies. He knows where his friend is and straightforwardly tells Blanche that he does not believe her story about the millionaire either. He never believed any of her stories.
No, he didn't, did he? So then he goes into the bathroom to change into his favorite pajama. Once he's there, Blanche fearfully tries to make a phone call to Shep Huntley. But before she's able to get through, Stanley comes back from the bathroom. He follows her into the bedroom.
And makes an advance toward his wife's sister. She tries to keep him away with a broken bottle in her hand, but he is stronger and overpowers her. The last thing we get to see is how Stanley carries Blanche to the bed.
He's such a bad and mean person. His wife is just about to have a baby, and all he has on his mind is to rape her sister? That's unbelievable.
You're right. This is just terrible.
Scene 11.
The last scene takes place a few weeks later. Stanley has his regular poker night with his friends. Stella has come home with the baby and is now packing Blanche's things. She has decided to send her sister to a mental asylum. This must have been a difficult decision for her, and she can't stop crying.
Yeah, she declares Blanche mentally ill after she has heard her story of the rape.
That's just awful. Imagine someone rapes you, and then even your own sister doesn't believe you.
I think Stella simply doesn't have any other chance. If she believes Blanche, she can't go on living with Stanley, and she's just given birth to his baby.
Okay, but imagine your own sister sends you to a mental asylum because she thinks you're a liar.
I know, that's really tragic. At first, Blanche doesn't know where she's going. She thinks she has to get ready for a trip with Shep Huntley, the millionaire.
This woman really has mental problems.
Yes, but only imagine all those things that have happened to her. Would you stay completely sane in a similar situation?
I guess you're right. When Blanche comes out of the bathroom, she's in a rather morbid mood. She talks about her death while putting on her clothes.
And then the doctor and the nurse arrive to take Blanche with them. When she sees them, she immediately realizes that it's not her friend Shep Huntley at the door. The whole situation frightens her, and she hurries back indoors.
On the pretense that she has forgotten something. But there, Stanley tries to stop her. He finally wants to get her out of the house.
And it's only now that the subliminal conflict between him and Mitch breaks open. Mitch blames Stanley for being responsible for Blanche's troubles.
Yep, but it's too late now. The nurse comes to get Blanche, and she is furious about that strange woman touching her. Only the doctor can calm her down. At least he treats her respectfully and leads her out of the apartment.
But this is all too much for Stella, and she breaks down on the porch crying with heavy sobs. Eunice brings her the baby to calm her down. In the end, Stanley comes out to comfort his wife. This is the last scene, and the curtain falls under the swelling music of the blue piano and the muted trumpet.